Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to JK Cement Earnings Conference Call for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2025, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q3 and 9-month FY26 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations and JK Cement. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and statements which are based on current management expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update its forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the manager of JK Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening and welcome to Q3 call. The board of directors met on 17th January to review the working for the quarter ended 31st December 2025 and 9-month period ended 31st December 25. The major highlights are standalone. The net sales are higher by 14% over a previous quarter at 3,132 crores as against 2,754 crores. And year on year, it is higher by 19% as the number was, comparative numbers are 3132 and 2630. For the 9-month period, the net sales is higher by 19% at 8,555 crores as compared to 7,542 crores. The EBITDA during this quarter was 536 crores as compared to 440 crores in the previous quarter, an increase of 22%. And it is higher at 10% year on year, 536 as against 486 in the previous year. For the 9-month period, the EBITDA is 1,648 crores as compared to 1,232 crores, an increase of 34%. The comparative margins are for this quarter 17.1%, previous quarter 15.9%, previous year 18.4%. For the 9-month period, the EBITDA is 18.4 versus 16.3 in the previous year. After deducting depreciation, finance cost, and exceptional item is towards the labor code, new labor code liability. The profit before tax is higher at 276 crores as compared to 261 crores. And it was it's lower by 5% at 290 crores it was in the previous year. For the 9-month period, the profit before tax is 1,034 crores as against 637 crores, an increase of 62%. The EPS for this quarter is 23 rupees 30 paisa as compared to 22 rupees 70 paisa. It was 25 rupees 80 paisa in the previous year, and for the 9-month period it is 89 rupees 10 paisa as compared to 56 rupees 70 paisa. The EBITDA per ton is 928 in this quarter as compared to 902 in the previous quarter. Previous year it was 1022, and for the 9-month period it is 1022 was an increase of 14% as compared to 896 in the previous year. As far as the consolidated results are concerned, the net sale in this quarter is higher by 15% at 3,383 crores as compared to 2,940 crores, and even as per the as compared to previous year, it's up by 20%. And for the 9 month period, the net sale is higher by 19% at 9,565 crores as compared to 8,028 crores. The EBITDA for consolidated EBITDA is 558 crores. Versus 447 in the previous quarter, and year on year it was 492. For the 9 month period, it is 1,692 crores, and previous year it was 1,262 crores, an increase of 34%. If we look at the profit before tax, consolidated is 268 for the quarter as compared to 243. And 279 in the previous quarter, 1,000 crores for the 9 month period as compared to 707 crores in the previous 9 month period. This profit after tax for the quarter and for the considers a new labor code liability of 47.8 crores. If you look at the volume numbers, the gray cement numbers here, quarter on quarter it is higher by 20%, and year on year 23%, and the white business on quarter on quarter it is higher by 15%, and year on year 13%. As regards the project, the brownfield MP 6 million ton expansion in central India. Out of this, the clinkerization unit of 3.3 million tons and 3 million tons of grinding, 1 million ton each at Panna, Hamirpur and Prayagraj have already been commissioned. The Buxar greenfield grinding is with advanced stage of completion, and we feel that within next 30 days, this should get commissioned. So with this, we will we are confident that all the remaining work of the project at Panna, like OLB, CS, etc., would also get commissioned within February, and by end of February, the entire work would be completed. We have undertaken greenfield expansion at Jaisalmer. So here the work has already started in full swing at the integrated site. The orders for main plant and equipment have already been placed, and the civil work has already started. And we are hopeful that by September 27, this should get commissioned. We are soon going to start work at both the grinding locations in Punjab and Rajasthan. So that also, we are confident that by September 27, we should be able to commission the same. As regards, we have also taken up a greenfield wall putty plant in Rajasthan, and the work on the same has already been started, and we expect that by September 26, we should be able to commission this 4 lakh ton additional wall putty plant. These are the major highlights for the quarter. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to address the same. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Just on incentives booked, could you give that number for Q3?
Q3 number of incentive is lower on account of the GST rate cut, and the impact is around 25 crores. So last quarter number was 86 crores, and this quarter
it's 60 crores.
It was 86 crores in Q2, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's 60 now. Okay. So 60 should be the 100, or it will go up now with the Buxar unit starting in this quarter?
I think the Buxar first, we would be taking the project GST credit. So in this fiscal, we don't see. So this run rate of 60 should be there in this quarter.
Okay. Also on costs, so in this quarter, your other expenses have declined quite sharply, while you had explained in Q2 that it was a bit elevated in Q2, but Q3 seems actually a little bit lower than what was generally expected to come through. So is it like some marketing spends kind of being lower in the quarter or anything like that, which led to this lower number, or this is a normal run rate to think of?
So there has been some marketing spend is lower because, you know, it was taken up in September. It was higher, especially in the white business. Also, we see that there is a dip in the branding cost. But in this quarter, you know, this is it will be higher than Q3.
Okay. And just the last question on for Panna line to commissioning. So your capacity mentioned in the press release is 3.3 million tons, but you have been saying that it has potential to do 4. So by when can we expect that 4 million ton potential to kind of get unlocked? Will it be through debottlenecking, or how will it happen?
So see, it takes some time, 1 year. I think we don't need that extra clinker immediately. I think we would be seeing once we run the capacity at optimal rate for about 6 months or so. So maybe in the next fiscal, it is end of next fiscal, that we will see the possibility how we accelerate it to, you know, higher capacity to about 4 million tons. But at this point of time, let's say we take it as 3.3 million.
Sure, but some additional equipment will be required to be added to get to 4?
No, nothing. No major capex.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Kunal Shah from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Couple of questions. So beginning with the mid-teen sort of a base of volume growth which you have achieved during F26 or will be achieving, you know, what sort of growth now are we targeting over F26 to 28 from a volume perspective?
Pardon, I didn't get you.
So with the mid-teen base of volume growth that we will achieve during F26 on the grey cement, what sort of a growth are we targeting for 27 and 28?
So, see, again, we expect the growth to be in double digits. No, mid-teen may not be possible, but definitely like in FY26, we end up at 20 million. And we are seeing maybe early teens, maybe
closer to 23 million tons, 22.5 to 23 million tons, and 25.5 or as we go, there should be, you know, anything ranging between 12 to 15% growth.
Understood. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. And secondly, on, you know, the capex bit, you know, we had mentioned that roughly 2000 crores of net debt would be the addition during F27 due to the Jaisalmer capex broadly. Now, would that be the peak number, or there are chances of that going up as well during F28? Given, you know, we would need or want to sort of fast track our south expansion. So all I'm just trying to understand is how the management is thinking between balance sheet over 27-28 versus growth.
No, see, as far as we are confident, yes, definitely, post commissioning of Panna, we would like to take up the further brownfield expansion. And maybe it looks like more, as you mentioned, in Karnataka, where we are mostly almost, you know, sold out. So that looks, but as far as if we see the our debt profile and net debt to EBITDA as of 31st December, we are at 1.41, and I think at by March, it could be around 1.6 or something. And next year also, FY27, we should be closer to 2. Or breach 2, I think. And we would get incremental volumes. Yes, because of greenfield capex is higher, we are not concerned, but we will not delay. We'll definitely keep a watch on the balance sheet, but I think our journey for 50 million, when still, I don't think so many headwinds coming against that. We should be on track for that.
Understood. This is helpful. And lastly, just one bookkeeping. So in the, like, during the third quarter, you know, you lost about 1.5-2% odd realization. I mean, just adjusting with the incentives also. But how much of that have we been able to recover during the first 15-20 odd days of Jan? I mean, through these various price hikes, if you could just help on that.
Also, the price hikes have been there. But we don't gain on incentives.
No, which is fine. I'm just talking of adjusting for the incentives.
Pardon?
Adjusting for
incentives. Adjusting for the ex-incentives, I'm saying. On the grey cement, ex-incentives, like the realization that we have lost, how much have we been able to recover, if any, during the first fortnight of Jan?
Yeah, we have been able to recover that. I think we'll have the numbers, but I think there is a good, because the major recovery has been in the non-trade sales price. So that should definitely be there.
Understood. Sure, sir. Thanks. This is very helpful. Yeah.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Akshay Shetty from Mirae Assets. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I have only one question, mainly on the industry trends. Sir, from an industry perspective, how are you seeing demand trends over next 2 to 3 quarters across key regions? And also, like, with the multiple players announcing capacity additions, how do you see the supply situation evolving? Do you expect pricing discipline to sustain, or there could be some pricing pressure increase in certain markets?
So presently, as you said, regarding demand position in the next 2-3 quarters, we are seeing definitely a good demand in this quarter. So the March quarter, I think it could be one of the best quarters what we have ever seen. So it looks like the March, and then definitely as the cycle goes, you know, with the March hangover, though it's a good construction period, but marginally in April the volume does, because there's a lot of inventory of March which is there in the market. But we do expect that, you know, year on year, because the volumes have been lower in the April, June and July, September quarter, this year, you know, the volume should be better year on year. Definitely 7-8%, that is for the industry. So this quarter the growth, because the base is also high, so year on year growth may be not 8%, could be 6-7%.
Yeah, thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask a question now. The next question is from the line of Harshal Mehta from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Three questions from my end. First, in terms of, you've seen over the couple of quarters, you know, a lot of expansions being around in North, especially from FY2010 to FY2029 perspective. So how do you see industry pricing discipline and pricing trend? That was one. Second, in terms of booking, what is our current CC ratio? And do we see any risk in terms of clinker shortage for H2 FY27? That was second. And lastly, in terms of non-trade, we have seen like very sharp jump this quarter. So do we expect our non-trade share to remain at these levels, or we expect it to, you know, inch up back or inch down back basically to earlier levels? That was the third question.
So on your first question, a lot of capacities which are coming up, yes, a lot of capacities have been, and if we really see, if we look at the demand growth and say 7% or 8%, North being one of the best markets, so even North requires an incremental 10-12 tons incremental volume every year. So yes, when depending on the capacity which is coming up, there are, it takes time. I think there should not be much pressure unless, you know, one or two capacities bunching up come up one time at a time. It may have some pressure for a quarter or two, not beyond that. But still, we do not see any major concerns as of now.
So, on the CC ratio, I wondered if you can help with that. And do we have any risk of clinker shortage in H2 FY27?
CC ratio is like 67%. And we do not have the clinker shortage. We have a complete clinker backup for our cement capacity. Hello?
Sure. And on the non-trade part, if you can help with that.
So non-trade, yes. I mean, see, again, non-trade was muted for some time. Now, it also at the year end, you know, at every level, the annual budget has to be exhausted. So this is also one of the reasons for a spurt in the non-trade demand. And then, and last year, it was also muted because, you know, because of the elections, you know, the budgets have to be reapproved. Now most of the states election cycle is over. So I think the non-trade demand going forward should be good. I mean, it should go in tandem with the cement consumption growth.
Thanks, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. To ask question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I just wanted to know how the lead distance would change for us, and how logistics costs will change post commissioning of Buxar plant, because I believe we have been seeding this market for some time from Panna. So can you give me some color on this?
So after commissioning of Buxar, yes, the lead distance for central plant should definitely reduce, because we have been feeding from
Prayagraj and others, so we sent clinker directly to Buxar. So that will give us definitely a benefit. Even if we are seeing, you know, there has been a reduction in lead distance, but the freight per ton of per kilometer is different in different states. So actually, in this part, the per ton per kilometer freight being higher. So all this may have it depends on the mix, but definitely we with the Buxar commissioning, we should see that both reduction in lead distance as well as some reduction in the freight costs.
Got it. Sir, and was there any volumes from Panna line 2 this quarter, or was it only from the existing plants?
So there has been some in this quarter itself. There was some clinker production of over 1.5 lakh tons from Panna line 2. As we had already commissioned Hamirpur, so there were some dispatches, incremental dispatches from Hamirpur also in this quarter.
What is the timeline we can expect for this ramp up for the plant? Because I believe there's some small works are still pending. So
pending where?
At Panna line 2.
Yeah, so Panna line 2, I said, you know, the waste heat and the OLBC pending, which will all the other remaining work at the plant site will get commissioned within February.
Oh, got it. Sir, and incentives for next year, what will be our expectation?
Actually, it may, incentives will definitely go down on a per ton basis with the increased volume and everything and reduction in, but we expect that once we have the eligibility and all the new units start getting with Buxar eligibility there, which our annual amount, which had, you know, on the present had reduced from 300 plus to about 240 crores, will should again go up to 300 crores.
Got
but it,
sir.
May not be fully in FY27. It may be a bit later, or quarter or two difference could be there. But our, you know, exit run rate of FY27, that could be 75 crores quarterly.
Got it, sir. Sir, and just one last question. Like, our volume growth has been very good. It has been like significantly higher. Any particular region where we have been able to like do better, or where we have seen that growth is stronger versus other regions? Could you give some comparatives here?
No, see, major growth is coming from Central India, and as we are doing an expansion, definitely we need to build up our customer base and our sales across, you know, all segments for even non-trade. So, you know, for planning for a long-term relationship with long-term players also, we have built up those relationships, which has resulted in a higher, you know, volume growth. But wherever, I mean, yes, in this journey somewhere, there are non-trade prices being under pressure. The overall realizations have been marginally lower.
Got it, sir. And just one last question, sir. Guidance for 26, we are not changing. We're sticking to 20 million. And any reason why? Because we seem to be like doing very high in terms of 9 months.
So we are not changing any guidance on the volume numbers for FY26.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Navin Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. So first was that I think for 9 months, our volume growth is already 18-19%. Should we look at it only from sales, incremental sales from new markets or new regions that we got, or we got to, like, you know, we got benefit or we could increase our market share in the existing markets as well? That was my question first.
So if you look at, yes, the major gains in the market has been from Central India. So where, you know, we are reaching out, we are going to new markets, and as we had entered when looking to Bihar and expansion, so we had already started, you know, making our footprint stronger in Eastern UP and Bihar. So these are the, and again, we will continue to grow over there because we feel that when we are still not a major player in the market, so we would like to consolidate our position and as soon as possible get into, if not double digits market share, at least mid-high market share in all of the market, in the entire market. So so that has been the major areas where we have grown, and we have when our we have grown in the south. There was, the demand was good, so we have, our numbers are higher in the south. Though we have also grown in the north, but in tandem with the market.
Okay, so in north, you are saying our market share remained intact while we would have gained in center, south, and east, of course, was altogether a new market. Is that correct?
East is a new market, and it was, yeah, it was not there. It's a very small number, so that is definitely there. Small number of Toshali. But it does help in increasing the percentage. But again, it is not material.
Right. Sir, for the North market, our channel checks were basically suggesting that December was probably a record month in the sense that, like, you know, we could see volumes which were similar to even March for some of the players, March 25.
Yeah, yeah. So practically, we are nearly, you know, we have, it has been good. All our plant mills and kilns have been operating.
Of course. So my question
is, I think, yeah, it's a good market. The demand is good. And it would be not only for us, I think for most of the North players, it should be, this quarter could be a sort of a sold out situation as was in the last year.
My question was around pricing, that if that was the kind of record numbers we saw, but that I think pricing failed to impress in the month of December, and January, I believe there is some price hike. So my question was, what convinces us that, like, you know, we'll be able to see a better pricing in January and February if it failed to impress in December?
Yeah, definitely that's a big possibility, and I hope it does happen because in the last few months, the non-trade pricing, there had been a lot of pressure on the non-trade pricing. So the difference between trade and non-trade had increased a lot, which was putting pressure on the trade pricing. So still, you know, the trade prices did not fall despite the huge difference. But now, since the non-trade, with the improved demand, the non-trade prices have improved. This should definitely be the platform for a possible increase in the trade prices. And looking to the demand, there is all possibility that the trade pricing should increase.
Understood. And just one more question, if I may. From your presentation, I was I'm looking at the data on petcoke and fuel costs. So my observation was that while your monthly petcoke cost in dollar terms that you are reporting is increasing, and of course, on an average basis, it is certainly going up in Q3, and there has been a rupee depreciation as well. And despite that, our cost per kcal or the fuel cost that we give has fallen down sequentially. So what different are we doing to get a lower cost?
No, Naveer, actually it is because of the mix. Because Indian fuel consumption has increased.
The central plant is actually basically more on closer to the mines. It is more on Indian coal, which is cheaper.
It is the pet coke is mainly used in the northern plants and in south plant, but in the central plants it is it's a reverse situation where we are using the pet coke as only as a blending fuel, you know, about 20%, and then AFR is also higher. So these are the two factors.
So as we ramp up the new kiln, which is again in central India, we should get further benefit of domestic coal, or we should stay insulated that much more.
Yes, we have a linkage, domestic fuel, and even the, as of now, even the open market domestic fuel is cheaper. So being, see, this is the advantage to be closer to the coal sources. So we are closer to the coal field, so we get, we have an access to cheaper fuel.
Understood. And just again one broader question, if I may. So in this quarter, as you rightly pointed, non-trade prices went down, and I can see it. Of course, your mix also changed in favor of non-trade. And so my question was, post GST rate cut, I thought the expectation was of seeing benefits towards premiumization, so to say, but that seems to have been on the other side, in the sense negative. Prices in non-trade are falling much more, and the share of trade is also falling. So how should one look at it from that point of view?
No, see, yes, I mean the non-trade, see, incremental volume has gone into non-trade, but, you know, our premium brand volumes, in absolute numbers, the trade numbers have increased, they have not gone down. And the premium product percentage has also increased. Quarter on quarter, if we see from July-September quarter, it was 14.9%, against which we have done 17.3% of premium products in this quarter. And so there is an increase, even if we say July-September is a lean period, if we take it year on year, it was 15.8%, against 15.8%, we are 17.3%. Of premium products.
I understood. My only, if I may say, fear was that as we ramp up our Panna line 2, at least in the first year, our exposure to non-trade then could be much higher than what we saw in Q3, or you think it can come down?
No, not as a percentage, it will not be. This has been... So I don't think as a percentage it will increase further.
Understood. That's helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Singh from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just one clarification. So you're saying 20 million ton of volume, that implies hardly 1-2% kind of a growth on a year-on-year basis. So, does it mean that given the clinker utilization rate of 97% in 3Q, probably volume growth from existing plants could be flat, and the incremental volume could be from the Penna plant? Because at the same time, you mentioned that industry growth could be at 6-7%, and given JK Cement's historical growth rates, we would assume that the volume growth should be higher than what the industry is doing. So, just needed one clarification on this. And secondly, if you can put out some number on what has been the pricing improvement in January so far, both in trade as well as trade sales segment.
So, on the clinker, I mean, yes, definitely. See, the clinker, the major volumes is going to come from Central India. And in the and North, it will be at the rate with the market, we're not going to lose any market share because, again, there are twin markets and all that can be serviced accordingly. So we're not going to lose any market share either in the north or in and gain. And we will definitely be growing more overall more than the market in this quarter also.
And any number to the pricing improvement which we have seen in January?
See, what we are seeing from latter part of last week of a trend which we have seen now is on the non-trade pricing, definitely about, it in terms of when 15 to 20 rupees improvement in the non-trade pricing, and still in trade, but definitely that has helped one to it has released the pressure on trade. We are really not seeing any signs of any increase in trade, but definitely since the pressure is off, it will help in some in restructuring of our discounts and further and increase some of trade prices wherever possible.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, we would request you to please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. Sir, first is, would it be possible for you to dissect the fuel mix, given you hinted on the linkage? So what is petcoke, how much is linkage, how much is non-linkage? And any indication of how that will play out in the next quarter?
No, see, presently the petcoke consumption was around 60%. And balance is the Indian coal and AFR.
Okay, and sir, how much will be linkage over here?
So, in case of, I think about of the Indian coal, around 70% is linkage fuel and 30% is open market.
This helps, sir. Thank you for this. Sir, my second question is on exceptional items. How should we read this number of 46 crores? Is there a retrospective element over here? How should we understand it and why is it under exceptional?
See, as an exception item. This is under the new labor code, which has been effective from 21st of November. So, on the new labor code, where they have spelled out the new wage and the definition of how the gratuity and the leave encashment has to be calculated. Where they have said, the gratuity of the total payment, 50% has to be the basic amount and the leave encashment. So there is not, so we have broadly, reviewed that and we are still doing the fine working. But we have tried, we see that this could be our, actually, this could be the liability on account of this revision, though we are still discussing and, freezing the numbers. But this is the number, this is how we have arrived at the number.
Sure. Sir, last two questions, sir. CAPEX number, if you could highlight for full year 26, 27, 28. And if you could just dissect Jaisalmer out of the CAPEX number, annual CAPEX numbers.
So, CAPEX number in this year should be 2500 to 2800, and out of that, Jaisalmer would be 600 crores.
So, actually, as you see, whatever number we had given without Jaisalmer, which was around 2000 for FY26, that remains as it is. The incremental CAPEX in this year will be on Jaisalmer, which is around, 600 crores and another 50-60 crores on the Nathdwara wall putty plant. Otherwise, we are broadly, in line whatever earlier plan which we had given of the CAPEX.
And next year, CAPEX would be around 3,500 crores, which would include around 3,000 crores of the CAPEX on the 7 million ton expansion.
And so 28?
28 will be the spillover CAPEX in the range of 1,000-1,200 crores.
Okay. This is helpful. And sir, any update on Toshali limestone? I think we were engaging with the government. Any update over there? And
no, it takes time. We are still in dialogue with the government. They are considering our request. And so as when any plans on that, what we need to do as a next step will depend when they really, you know, we have the order, we have everything in hand. See, one is a positive indication, that is definitely there. But till when we are working with the government, unless you have the order and everything, the agreements in place for the long-term supply with a fixed rate, there is no negative, the discussions and the dialogues all in the positive manner.
Sure. Sir, if I can squeeze one question, if you allow.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Sir, can you give some indication on the trade and non-trade price gap across regions?
So now with the improvement, I think the gap would have come down in nearly normal 20 to 30 rupees. Maybe in certain pockets still remaining at, still at there at 40, but it has come down. When it had gone up to 60 rupees, 60, 70 rupees. So that was the position.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you so much. All the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. My first question pertains to your cost saving project. Could you quantify how much we have achieved so far in FY26 and what is the guidance for FY full year and next year?
So as we said, we had a plan of about 150 to 200 rupees, anything in ranging. FY25, we had already done a particular journey of 50, 60 rupees. We had a plan, I think, exit of March, we should be at around, mostly everything done at around 125 rupees. Maybe we have another 25 to 40 rupees for next fiscal.
Okay. So the 150 you have already done 100 rupees or
125 should be the exit of March 26.
I didn't get you. FY25 you achieved 50 to 60 rupees and this you are saying another 25 rupees FY26?
Another 50, 60 rupees this year, which means the exit of FY26 is around 120-125, okay?
Okay, understood. And the rest for next financial year looking at?
Yeah.
Okay. And second on the this labor cost provision, whatever you factored in as an exceptional, what would be the recurring impact on a quarterly basis here on?
So we are just working out on that. Not much clarity because there would be some, present other practice was, in the industry was on a CTC basis. So the CTC used to be very flexible. So now we need to restructure the salary and then try to work out what would be the impact. Mm-hmm. Having said so, there could be some impact. I mean, we have no exact numbers, but not something substantial, maybe monthly 3 to 4 crores at the most. This is what we
So this quarter, everything has been in the exceptional. There is nothing which has been built up in the employee cost.
The advisory also, we have not put in any, none of the labor code liability has been included as part of salary and wages.
Understood. And just two clarification.
Yeah.
Two clarifications. Incentives last quarter for Q2, last call you had mentioned for Q2 was 70 crore, which you said is 86 crore and now Q3 is 60 crore. So Q2 was 86 crore or 70 crore?
No, 86 crores was the same quarter last year.
Oh, I was asking for...
YOY, it was not QOQ.
So Q1Q was, what is the number in Q2, 70 crore and this quarter it is 60 crore, is this understanding right?
Yes.
Okay, and the 60 crore run rate will continue, but exit FY27, you are looking at going back to around 75 crore run rate.
Yeah, at the end, so because, you know, you'll have more incentives on new place, but on per ton, it will be lower. The absolute amount we expect that by last quarter, it could be 75 crores annual.
And on the pricing you mentioned, non-trade 15 to 20 rupees improvement has happened so far in Jan. And trade, what was the number you mentioned?
I said there's no number on trade. It has removed the pressure on pricing to
okay.
And it may help us in certain discounts. We have to see how the marketing gets back to us and what is the competition doing.
Understood. So, basis that only trade prices may go up if non-trade prices remain firm.
Yes, yes.
Understood, sir. That's great and all the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a final reminder for questions and no further reminders would be announced. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. So two questions from my side. What was the rail share this quarter? And second, any comments on the paint business will be helpful. Thank you.
Rail share was 9% in this quarter.
Sure, sir.
And paint
turnover was 103 crores in this quarter. So for the 9 months, it is 285 crores.
And anything about profitability, etc., by when can we achieve a break even here?
So on the paint, what we see that we should end the year at around closer to 385, 390, maybe 400. I'm not too confident on 400, but definitely between 380 to 390 crores. And this year we should have a lower loss as compared to last year, because we are seeing the loss to be lower. Now since we have already worked out on we have an improved gross margin, we have worked out on the product. And next year, what we see when we cross the 500 crore number with a higher gross margin, that FY27, we should see a break even in the paint business.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth M. from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to check, when you say that the non-trade prices are up approximately 15 to 20 rupees per bag, is it similar across regions or is it largely confined to the north region when you give this particular comment?
No, it is across all regions. You must have seen reports. It's across all regions, even in south, in central, east.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Understood. That was all from my end. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir. Sir, a couple of questions. So first, in terms of the next expansion, so post the Jaisalmer, we will be going for the Mudapur 5 million ton expansion.
See, this is in all probabilities. I cannot say firmly this is we are going through. It depends upon the situation and what the finally board approves. In all likelihood as a plan, yes, it should be there. We are still working out. So that is the position. We are not announcing that this is after Jaisalmer, we are taking up Mudapur. This is the most likelihood, as we had said, and it will depend on situation. Yeah,
got it. But and most likely by end of this year we should be announcing that, or it would be in FY27 we will be starting with.
I think that announcement will come post commissioning of Jaisalmer.
Okay. So then
it's a big project, and you know, it's a greenfield
large project. But having said so, again, it's too if the market is different, it depends on how the market is, what is our balance sheet, if you want to prepone something, but 2, 3, 6 months. It all depends on the how you see the market at that point of time, how you see your balance sheet.
Okay. Because then we need to do at least, we have to start announcing two projects simultaneously because we need at least 12 million tons.
I know that. But see, as I said, once we see, you're confident that yes, as we announced Jaisalmer, before commissioning of Panna, was only for a reason that the balance sheet was in order, the project was well under control, we were confident that we would commission the project well within time, well within cost, and our balance sheet was supportive, so we announced Panna, a big project, before completion of Panna. We announced Jaisalmer before completion of Panna. Yes, there could be an announcement before completion of Jaisalmer, but we have to wait and watch, see that everything is in our control, and then make a call.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Milind Raghunwar from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. May I request you if you can share the clinker production number for the quarter?
Yeah.
The clinker production for this quarter is 3.6 million tons.
3.6 million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And sir, if you can just give us some idea on the fact that what would be the cost differential for north vis-a-vis the central and east? Just an, a ballpark number. Maybe not the...
No, see, broadly, actually it is more or less, the cost factors, there could be, sometimes a variation of about 100, and because where in the central, we get advantage of low fuel, in the north, we can use more AFR, and so... It is different, but not much of a difference.
Okay, fair. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pushkar Jain from the Milli Capital. Please go ahead.
My question is already answered. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mittal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is that what is the spot fuel consumption cost?
Fuel consumption, the average rate you mean for the fuel?
Yes,
or
yes.
It's around 7,900 rupees.
In terms of per kcal?
1 rupee 50 paisa.
Okay, so this is flat compared to the quarterly average.
Quarterly average mean?
So I'm asking for this quarter, current.
Current means for January?
Yes.
No, see, petcoke prices are still a bit higher than what we are holding, but since we have an inventory, it will not have much impact, but yes, all the new shipments would be higher because mainly, because there have been an increase in the fuel in petcoke by $7-$8 and the rupee devaluation.
Sure. So my second question is that what would be the exit utilizing for the Panna line 2 for the December quarter? Exit
utilization.
Yeah.
So exit utilization, clinker, again, it depends. Since we will not be able to fully utilize the plant, so clinker, we would be definitely in a position to optimize the kiln by end of the quarter.
Sure.
Two, as far as all the grinding capacities are concerned, it is a seasonal. It's very difficult when all the output warranties would be completed, but utilization, very difficult to say what will be the utilization, exit utilization. It's very difficult to say what would be that number.
Okay. The last question, can we assume the commissioning of the grinding units at Rajasthan and Punjab to be commissioned simultaneously with the Jaisalmer project? Or will there be a lag? Okay.
At least one grinding unit should definitely be there at the split location, if not the both. Still, since there will be a grinding at the integrated plant, even if there is a delay, we will be able to manage.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you. These were my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that would be the last question for today, which is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. All my questions have been answered.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as this was the last question for today, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you so much for the call, and also many thanks to the partners joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Rutuja, you may now come to the call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.